God and know if he was a colored man. I thought a lot of him. I see no harm in having colored friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not a integrationist, pure and simple.
Did you find it?
Now, I bought this from some boys, and it was so rusty you couldn't tell what it was. And I drew a crude picture of it up there in the bank one day and asked Floyd Pierce if he could tell me what it was. He says, yes, I can tell you before I finish drawing it. He says, that's a sweet potato planter that was invented by J.B. Carpenter in 1912. He missed it one year, 1911. Now that shows you how well his memory
is. Oh, that's fine.
Before I finished drawing the outline of it, he told me what it was.
And that's a sweet potato planter.
Sweet potato planter. You haven't got that tape going now, have you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't turn it off. That's all right. I'd like to know more about this anyway.
Well, well, we'll go on to that then.
We can grow sweet potatoes with luck up in Ohio, but not very many. So I know how you get them. You put them in the ground, and you're supposed to have them in a hill, filled up.
The sweet potatoes, when you bedded your potatoes in the early spring, and the potatoes sprouted up from those seed potatoes, you pull those off. We call them draws. You drew them off your bed, drawing them off the bed. You set out a few rows of them, of the draws. And when they've got vines, anywhere from that long to that long, my father would go out there and clip those vines and lay them out if the sun wasn't too hot, lay them out long enough to wilt slightly. Then he'd take a forked stick and push them into the ground and make us kids come along and water them. And those vines would take root ordinarily and bear potatoes before the draws would.
I see. Let me put that down.
So Mr. Carpenter invented this as a sweet potato planter.
The technique
with this, or with the forked stick.
Orange trees or anything else. The pines, of course, are...
Push that vine. Let me get where I can reach it. Push that vine into the dirt.
Down.
Can't see.
See?
Mm-hmm. And that was the principle we used with the forked stick.
Remember how that is. Well, to go back to somebody who would talk to me, if I came over here Sunday, do you think it's Floyd live alone?
Yes.
He does?
His wife is dead.
Does he spend most of his time at home, or does he go...
All of it.
All of it. He doesn't go up to the courthouse or any place?
Oh, he works a little, don't he?
Who is it?
Floyd.
I mean, would I find him home Sunday, do you think?
I think you would.
Uh-huh.
Would you want me to call him now?
Well, it'd be fine. Ask him if he'd be willing to see me Sunday. Is he a church man, or does he go to church Sunday?
I don't think he goes to church too much.
Maybe he'd see me Sunday morning if I came over. I'm staying in Bainbridge, and...